Allow me to share with you a very beautiful thought at the beginning of this week's parsha, Parshat Behalotcha. There is a tendency for many Meforshim commentaries, and even within the context of various psukim in Tehillim and in various parts of the Nevi'im and Ketuvim, to compare the concept of a flame, a fire, to that of chinuch, lighting someone's soul, igniting someone's inspiration, inciting or encouraging someone towards a drive to want to understand and know more. And Rashi, at the beginning of this week's Parsha, quotes two midrashim with regards to Aaron HaKohen's directive from Hashem to light the menorah. Beha'alotcha tanerot el mul pnei menorah ya'iru shivat nerotea. That as Aaron would rise up towards the nerot, towards these candles, that he would go ahead and light the menorah, ignite the menorah in the heart of the Ohel Moed in the Mishkan itself. And Rashi explains that this concept of beha'alotcha, rising up in front of the menorah, is of course strange, because the menorah itself was only 18 tfachim, it was 18 units tall, which made it about 3 or 4 feet high. And therefore, what does it mean, beha'alotcha? How exactly would Aaron fulfill this part of the directive of rising up to light the menorah, when in all probability he was or stood above the menorah itself already, when he stood on his feet? And so Rashi therefore quotes the following midrashim. The first, Ad shetehei ola me'eleha. Beha'alotcha is a passive verb, if you may. And it means that ultimately, Aaron is meant to light or ignite the flame of the menorah until that flame would stand on its own, or would rise up on its own. So it's obviously not referring to Aaron rising up above the menorah, but referring to the fact that Aaron has to facilitate the flame of the menorah to rise up and stand fast. The second pshat, the second understanding that Rashi quotes, shetiye ma'ala lifnei ha-menorah, that the rays, or that the height, should be above or in front of the menorah, meaning the height of Aaron should indeed stand tall in front of the menorah itself. The Perish of the Ra'em says and comments on these two seemingly different interpretations of Rashi. Dishkulin hein lachein lamadin shnehen, says the Ra'em, these two interpretations are actually equal and are emphasizing the same point, and therefore they are learnt and derived in the same context, in the same Rashi. And the obvious question is, what are you talking about? How could the Ra'em propose that these two understandings are one and the same, when in actuality they appear to be quite different? And therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, explains that indeed, Aaron HaKohen, serving as Rabban Shel Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol, the figurehead, the Rav, the leader, the mentor of Am Yisrael, was the Rebbe, was the teacher of Am Yisrael. And therefore, there must be a educational message within these two Rashis which are being expressed, and they must lead to the same consequence or the same point. Otherwise, the Ra'em would not suggest that there is a connection between the two. Says Rav Moshe that indeed they come to teach us two very important educational aspects with regards to the role of the educator. And that is, firstly, an educator is coming to teach his Talmidim. And he's coming to teach them that the Talmidim must understand or be able to stand on their own. In other words, when or at what point does an educator convince himself that he has been successful? Only when he equips or can offer his students with the equipment to be ola me'eleha, ad shetehei ola me'eleha, until the students can rise up on their own. A Rebbe cannot possibly impart all of his information, all of his knowledge to his students. That's an impossibility. Presumably a Rebbe is supposed to know far, far more and surpass the basic knowledge of his student, and therefore that would be unrealistic for him to try to do so. What is the ultimate goal? What is the ultimate measurement of success of a Rebbe to a student? And I would say even further, of a parent to a child. To give the student, the child, the ability to stand on their own two feet. To give them the know-how, the courage, the design, and the security to be able to say that I can follow in footsteps, that I have the ability, that I think I can, that I'm confident enough in myself that I know I can be a contributing citizen to the world around me, particularly the Jewish community. And therefore, the first pshat in Rashi says, Rav Moshe, Achetei Olam Me'eleha, Aaron lighting the flame symbolizes the Rebbe lighting or igniting the soul of others. Until that soul can be in confidence and be able to say, I can stand on my own, I can rise up. My flame can stand steadfast and tall because I have the confidence to move on and to take those teachings of my Rebbe, which ultimately is to infuse within me my self-confidence and to take it that much further. That's the first pshat, or at least the drosh, the commentary that Rav Moshe understands in the first context of Rashi. The second, however, says Rav Moshe, is as follows. When it says Shetiyeh ma'ala lifnei ha-menorah, that Aharon HaKohen, the lighter of the flame, must be on top of the menorah, that he must be above it, says Rav Moshe that this symbolizes the fact that a Rebbe has to be able to look into his Talmud and understand, or his Talmud, I should say, his student, and understand all of his needs, to be able to offer him direction. He must know what his Talmud requires, he must know what his weaknesses are, and he must know what his strengths are. And therefore, the Rebbe is required to sympathize, to empathize, to sensitize himself to his students. And therefore, he has to stand on top of the menorah, reflecting the fact that he has to be on top of the student, that he has to be on top of what his students needs. Why? Because ultimately, he has to be able to provide his student with that self-confidence. And the only way to do so is to be sensitive to what the needs of those students or that student is. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, from here we learn what the Ra'em said, that shkulin hen ke'achat, that both of these concepts that Rashi describes are really related. They truly are, because both of them are limudin lekach. They are important lessons that a mechanech, that a student, that a teacher rather, has to take with him and that has to impart to his student. Number one, to give his student the confidence to stand on his own. Number two, to stand on top of the student so that he sympathizes and understands what the student's needs are in order to give him that confidence. Therefore, it is clear that the entire, or these two Rashis, come to teach us a very important lesson, not only with regards of chinuch talmidim, educating students, but of chinuch yiladim, educating our children. After all, in the end of the day, what are we really concerned with? What exactly do we want to impart to our children if not the ability for them to have self-confidence, to have self-worth, to understand that ultimately they can succeed, that they have what to contribute to the world around them, that they should feel good and confident in themselves, and therefore they should work and strive forward in order to be able to fulfill the characteristics and the attributes that they have inept inside of them. Interestingly enough, this past week, I had a Talmud, a student of mine, who clearly went through a slump. And you find that many times in the yeshiva world. Students sometimes ignite the flame, for lack of a better term. They involve and are immersed in studying, yomam balayla, day and night, and all of a sudden they go through a slump. And sometimes when they go through that slump, they don't know how to get out of it. And I sat with one of my students and I explained to him that indeed, he's going through a difficult time, he's no longer learning with intensity, if learning at all. He's not getting up for davening. And I said to him, look, you understand what's going wrong. And he understood 100%. He knew that he was behaving in the wrong fashion. And in actuality, he demonstrated that he really desired to get out of the rut that he found himself in. I said, the way to do it is to start with small challenges, small goals that you know you can succeed with. But once you sign on the dotted line that you're going to stick to those goals and you're convinced that you can do them, you must fulfill those goals and aspirations. Because nothing gives a person greater self-confidence than success. The moment that they could bite off in small bites and chew and deal with the issues at hand and succeed, that's the moment that they say to themselves, let me go further. Let me take on myself another more serious, challenging issue in order to succeed as well. I'm confident that I could take that on and succeed also, as I did yesterday in this smaller, less lofty goal in which I was successful also. And therefore, this is really the message of Behalotcha Taneirot, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. It's interesting, Rashi quotes a medrash which says that Aaron was depressed. Chalsha da'ato. Aaron was depressed. He said, I see all of my colleagues, all of the Nesiim, offering something for Chanukat HaMishkan. They're dedicating something to the Oel Moed, Karbonot, various sacrifices. And I, Aaron, I have nothing that I could offer. I am not given or charged with any task to provide for Chanukat HaMishkan, the dedication of the temple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, I give you the mitzvah of Hatavat V'Hadlakat HaMenorah, of preparing and igniting, lighting the flame of the menorah itself. How is that supposed to console Aharon HaKohen? Well, according to what we just explained, it would be a tremendous consolation. God didn't tell Aaron that he should bring a korban as well. God didn't tell Aaron that he has other performances that he can do, that he can fulfill the Chanukat HaMishkan. It was specifically with the lighting of the menorah. Why? Because if indeed the igniting of the flame of the menorah imparts the lesson of education from a Rebbe to a Talmud, from a parent to a child, for future generations, then what more or what greater reward could Aaron possibly ask for than being able to not only light the menorah, but to demonstrate to Am Yisrael what it means to be a success, both as a teacher and, of course, as a parent. Yi ratzon that we should embrace these lessons, we should appreciate them, both within the framework of our teachings, but, of course, within the framework of our home and our children, that we long for them to learn from, to learn further, and in Mirtz Hashem, through that, develop the future of the Jewish people. Shabbat Shalom.